SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Thousands of flights have been canceled, schools and businesses closed, people being urged to stay off the roads as a massive blizzard pounds the Northeast. States of emergency have been declared, and for good reason, according to New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
I know blizzards, but we're talking about a very densely populated area. And that is the danger, as well as people not as experienced with dealing with the severity of a storm like this. And it's that combination, the higher population, the inexperience in dealing with this, that really is something that we're concerned about, which is why we've taken so many steps to be proactive and be ready for the worst.
The National Weather Service says up to 2 feet of snow could pile up by the time all is said and done. The Mexican military's killing of a notorious drug lord has been followed by violence as cartel members take to the streets of numerous states. The BBC's Will Grant is in Mexico City.
The killing of Mexico's most wanted man has sparked a wave of violence carried out by his foot soldiers. His men have burned cars and set fire to shops in at least a dozen states across the country. Among the cities affected are the state capital of Jalisco, Guadalajara, one of the cities due to host the FIFA World Cup this summer, and the popular beach resort of Puerto Vallarta, where tourists and local residents alike are sheltering in place. The Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, urged people to heed the updates of the security ministry.
The violence is forcing tourists to shelter in place in their hotels. Man accused of breaching security at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, identified as a 21-year-old from North Carolina, the man armed with a shotgun and gas can was fatally shot by federal agents. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 122 points, NASDAQ futures 90 points lower. This is SRN News. New poll charts faith and education.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. The survey also finds that 44% of Muslims have a degree, as do 40% of mainline Protestants. Only 29% of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's, along with 24% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in the U.S., even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who's been convicted of murdering someone. Among religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment, as do 71% of white mainline Protestants, 66% of white Catholics. This is SRN News. New economic comparison is shocking many Canadians.
Data from a Canadian economist and the IMF finds that per capita GDP in Alabama has now surpassed Canada's, challenging long-held stereotypes about the southern U.S. state. The revelation has sparked a wave of online mockery and political commentary highlighting Alabama's decades of industrial growth and Canada's recent economic struggles.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says Alabama has achieved significant economic gains through long-term investment in manufacturing, research, and job growth. Thousands of nurses at a major New York hospital system have approved a new contract, voting to end a strike after more than a month. The nurses union announcing the vote results over the weekend. More than 4,000 nurses in the privately run New York Presbyterian system went on strike on the 12th of January. More details, SRNNews.com.